Hello and welcome back to another session of D&D. Today we're here with Onaga, Plagueis the Wise, V-Man,
DM,
yeah. Why are you
and introduce yourself,
Ruin
please.
X. And Rue the X.
It's Vladim.
If you didn't catch that, that's Rue spelled
with an X.
R U E with an X.
No.
Rux.
R O U X.
Oh, I spelled it R U E X.
Rex.
The E is silent.
Oh, man.
Am I to ask no phones at the table, please?
What about me?
No.
Well, you're live streaming, of course.
I'm not live streaming, it's a podcast.
My phone's gonna sit right here.
That's a lot of melons.
A lot of melon. Anyways, welcome back to Pivotal Moment D&D.
With the Cracky Crackers!
Did you name it for Pivotal Moments or Cracky Crackers?
Cracky Crackers. We're the Pivotal Moment. Okay.
Well, you're...
We're the Cracky
Crackers. Your group name is Cracky Crackers.
Well, then that's what I called us.
Yeah, nice. But the D&D podcast is called Pivotal Moment D&D.
His phone is on the charger, and it's not even charging.
There we go.
All right.
Pivotal moment.
Pivotal moment. All right. Welcome back. This is our first podcast.
Third session.
We're in the middle of a campaign. We're in the middle of a campaign towards the beginning. So, where we last left off, our heroes crashed, shipwrecked, landed on the island of Mizir.
Right.
After we... fought the Kraken and killed it.
No,
Kraken.
The Kraken beat your ass.
You tried to lie.
Can
I roll a deception check?
On the audience?
Yeah, I rolled a deception check on the audience.
Deception check.
You got like a natural one.
Yeah, he did.
That's probably
one.
What happened.
Yeah.
It is what happened.
You guys were introduced to your guide, Plagueis the Wise. He shows you guys around town. And you guys went out, gathered information about your situation, how to get out of it. And you were looking for some work, and you were directed towards the Miners Guild, where they gave you a... I don't know what to say. You were eating wax.
Quit playing
with the candle, you retard.
I'm smoothing it over.
You took a contract to go kill a monster that was haunting the lower mines... of Isengard.
Haunting?
It was
a wisp that was...
That was haunting the mine. It was killing the mine.
It was killing people. It's a murderer.
Right. Because we're restarting the base.
Okay.
Continue.
You guys went down with a pal of yours that you made in the tavern, Vest. She wanted to go... collect tales for the kids because she's a bard.
Right.
Yeah. That's all that happens.
Vess is a pretty cool person. I think my character likes him.
Mine does.
Well, you got better chances.
Yeah, I do.
Some stuff happened between me and them. We're not on the best of terms.
Anyways, you guys went down. You were directed by a guard, led you down there. Daniel, do the guard voice.
Cleave.
Oh, Cleave.
All right, now listen here. We need to get out of here. Let's go. Come on.
Come
out of here. Gotta go.
You guys went down and investigated the mines.
Do y'all know Rock 105? Do y'all listen to that?
Anyways, you guys went down and investigated the mines.
What about the mines?
Upon discovery, you figured out what was haunting the mines was a will-o-wisp.
Right.
And it proceeded to
fuck me up.
Yeah, it fucked everyone up.
Right.
But in the end, you guys were able to kill it,
bitch.
And you found an intriguing note beside a hanging body.
I got it right here.
Well, this is the watermelon ate chapstick, buddy. Okay, you can quit.
The note. The note, would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
The note says, I have died in vain. Oh, the horror. If you are reading this, I am dead. I stashed loot under the tree. the tree. Question mark, question mark, right, question mark.
Really had to emphasize that.
Before he died, he went insane. That's for sure.
What if the tree's a constellation? Okay.
Might be.
I really, okay.
If you look up at the skies, you might be a tree constellation.
Well, the way you just looked at me, I think I may have just got a rip.
With your 8 intelligence, you could look up, that star connected that star.
You know, what is that laugh?
Intelligence, because you're stupid.
What?
So what is that laugh? Ha
ha ha ha! But you guys came back, turned in the reward. You got like 68 gold? 60
yeah, yes. Something like that.
Hold on. I got the
potions.
In total, we have
74. Dude, I got 5 gold. There ain't no way.
We have 74 gold on me.
You got the bank.
Yeah, Daniel
has the personal bank.
And feeling satisfied with yourselves, you decided to turn in for the night at the local tavern and celebrate.
Yeah?
I celebrated.
Rue and Bess decided to go into a room alone, doing whatever they decided
to do. I drank myself to sleep
they
in a bath.
They played Patty Cake and Monopoly.
Yeah.
The entire night.
And you guys were planning to, the next morning, go and find a dungeon that Bess was talking about that she knew of.
Yeah?
That's where we left off. So, you guys wake up from your... I can pause that now. Okay. Oh, shit.
It's dead quiet.
Oh, here's a crack of the watermelon.
Anchor. Kraken. Crackers. We are
continue. What happened to me?
Crackers.
Here? This isn't ASMR.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to ASMR Crunch.
I don't think I took a bite out of straight Ron.
Okay, you guys wake up in your rooms at the Last Stand Tavern.
The Last Stand.
Early morning, 8 o'clock. And what do you guys do?
Well, after
the DM's dead.
He's gone. Hold on.
It was spiked. Drink. It was spiked.
Spiked milk.
Drinking. Oh, I was like, that's some dark milk. That's tea.
Alright, what do you guys do?
Well, I'm gonna get out of bed after having a lovely night. What the fuck?
You took a big old bite of the cream.
Dude, why? Stop.
I'm not gonna eat whole watermelon.
We're professionals.
And tell your thing.
See, this is his roleplay right now. It's like, I go downstairs.
Yeah, I'm really immersive.
Yeah, eat all the green.
I hear it as he's eating.
The character of Naga would probably do that, to be honest.
How is it, darling? Chew for me.
Chew it.
Yeah,
get closer to the record.
Swish it around in your mouth.
Holy.
About Ethan,
do you need a trash can? Okay.
Fuck. Hey, gargle it for me.
Here, let's top it off with a little salt.
Let's do it on this side. Spit it up.
That's salty.
Well, no, you just put salt in the middle.
I was expecting a little bit, and then I like pour in my mouth. I'm like,
alright, continue, Noah.
And,
what are you guys doing?
So after, I'm gonna get out of bed.
Alright.
You know, me and Tess had a lovely little night of Monopoly.
Yeah, and, I bet.
From that Monopoly and Patty Cake.
And Patty Cake. That was quite fun. But,
yep.
Right now, I am
going
to go downstairs and get me a drink in the
tavern. Whenever you go downstairs, you know, they have the big breakfast buffet set up.
The Continental.
Yeah, the Continental.
It's the Continental.
The La Quinta of...
The Mizzier Continental.
Yes.
No business is to be conducted on the Continental.
So, yeah, I'm going to go down there and just chill out.
All right, what's the rest of you doing?
I'm going to the blacksmith.
Okay, you're going to go to the blacksmith?
Starting off strong.
Ethan, Daniel?
All right, I'm going to stash more food.
Okay.
Just like the previous day.
I still got that one.
Okay.
I wake up.
You wake up in the bathtub?
Yes.
I proceed to take a shower in my clothes to wash the urine and vomit out of them since I don't have a spare change. Then I walk downstairs. Do I have to do a strength check to pick up the table and just have everything fall in my mouth?
Even like another dude like sleeping on the table.
I'll just eat him. No, I'd say you can do that.
I mean, I'd say I can too.
Yeah, you're pretty strong.
Well then, yeah, I eat it, table. And then I walk back to my room.
Maybe you can pull a Toby. Oh, you walk down the stairs, roll a
d20. Roll a d20. Oh my god.
So what happens if you miss, you just fall.
You're gonna go to, the Black and Smith. So you go there,
that name.
Black standing there, it's like, oh, hello, my name's Black. It's my friend Smith.
Black is white, by the way, and Smith is black, like Nigerian kind of.
The DM might have made a mistake last session.
Yeah. I'm Nigerian.
Get the joke again?
That mead got to me.
Yeah, mead, you're drinking sweet tea.
It's honey mead.
Anyways, honey. Go to Black and Smith. You're like, what can I get for you?
I have a pound of tin ore. I'd like to sell it.
Let me take a look at that.
Woo! Selling.
Selling tin!
Yeah.
Nice! So he's going to take it from your hand.
All right.
He's going to weigh it in his hand.
Yeah, because scales don't fucking exist.
He's like, he picks up like a little basket. He puts it in there. Feels about half a pound, you know?
Yeah. It's like it measures a pound, but he doesn't feel like paying for a pound. So he just like tips the needle a little bit.
He taps it. He goes,
this is only half a pound.
He's holding it. He's like, definitely a pound.
Definitely.
Do you have a scale?
That's what I've been asking. This is hard technology.
He's just like, I can give you about 75 gold for it.
75?
I'll take it.
Okay.
No, you already said DM. You already said DM.
No. I'll take the 70.
Yeah, you already said DM.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, I greatly misjudged that.
No. Gold. You already said
DM. That's our entire shared interest in one person.
That is 10.
That's the entire shared interest.
That is 10.
No, you said 75.
25 gold.
I'll
take it.
Hey, dude, you said
that's
8 to 12 last time we were here.
Did I?
Why'd you tell him that?
Okay, then
I don't want him to like. I don't want him to go outrageous and give us a lot of money.
I don't want him to.
What are we gonna do with it?
Do I have to roll?
Yeah, if you want 10, make a percent.
No. Make it 15. Let's go for that.
Make it 75. Please.
No, I'm not giving you 75.
Right,
you
already have to roll a natural 20 to convince him to make it 75.
Twice.
So much.
No, this is... you.
15.
You
at most.
Deem a price and roll for second check.
It was 10.
9.
That's a 19.
Plus 3. 12.
12? He's just going to say...
9.
He said 10. Nine. He said he'd go 10, but you go...
Well, 15. He's thinking about it.
Don't let him think about it, because if he goes, no, it's like 9 or
he,
die.
He goes, 9.
Take I'll give it. You 8 gold and...
like what you already said you were going to give him.
And 6 silver.
That's gay.
Yes, take it.
Just take it before he offers 3.
You guys make the deal. He kind of puts it in a little box.
I'm going to put this up. Put this bomb up bag.
You no longer have
does
any...
does the blacksmith also sell like armor sets and stuff?
Well, I hope so. They're a blacksmith.
Actually, it's called the Black and Smith.
I'm gonna smack you, dude.
Can I browse?
It's not the blacksmith. It's
can
the
I
Black and Smith, but they're blacksmiths.
Yes, you may browse.
But they're blacksmiths.
Man, the only thing I'm gonna be browsing is
Tess's ass.
If I remember correctly, her name
Shut
is
up.
Bess.
That, who's Tessa?
So, the light armor that they have, they got padded leather and studded leather.
Ooh, studded leather. I use that and never mind.
Shut the fuck up. I know where this is going and shut the fuck up.
Stop.
Hey, is there a swing that has, like, latches?
Hey, do y'all also sell floggers? I don't think he knows what a flogger is.
It's a sex whip.
Yeah, and no, it's not a whip, it's
a
paddle.
You were looking at like,
fuck.
I mean, you can buy a whip.
I don't want to buy a whip, I want to buy that studded leather. How much?
Okay. He's going to look at it, he's like, studded leather.
I'm not going to eat the bag.
What do you have on currently?
I think it's just regular leather on.
Okay, so he's going to, the studded leather will be 45 gold.
Fuck. Never mind.
Can you not arouse our viewers, please?
Occasional ASMR. Proceed with coffee.
Well, ASMR crunch.
I hope you don't buy that, because that's a lot.
I know, I'm not.
I think all our gear's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be that much.
Yeah.
Does it have prices on the thingy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still loving 45
doing
it.
Gold.
You kidding me?
Can I sell my clothes already? How much would that get me?
I mean, if you sell your leather, I mean, you could sell it for like.
Noah, you remember when that first encounter on the pirate
it's
ship
fucking
when,
bullshit.
When I threw Mjolnir for the first time
10,
and caved
but,
that guy?
You know, they gotta run a business.
Run a business?
Yeah.
They're gonna get no business if they're charging a bunch of money.
And if there's like.
I'm boycotting. I want to protest. I'm gonna walk outside with a. With
you're
a
not even there.
Krusty
you don't know the situation.
Krusty
you're
Krabs.
Crying in the bathtub
while taking a shower so no one can see your fucking tears.
No, shut up, you depressed.
I think we're getting
idiot.
A little.
We're getting a little
anything.
Off track. And we're still live streaming this as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
There we go.
Alright, so
I bet we have
a little
zero
leather.
Viewers anyway.
Let's see what else.
Well, I didn't set it on live stream actually. I think I just hit record. So I'm gonna flag.
Quit! Leave it!
I'm gonna hit stop.
No, I'll upload it later.
Okay. Well, forget that ever happened.
Alright.
Forget that ever.
So
that's
Vess
where we're flagging
down,
it to
back at the tavern.
Whatever.
Vess is gonna come downstairs and it's like, alright! I'm ready to go whenever you guys are. The dungeon's about a day's travel away from the city.
How was fatty cake?
It was fun.
Can
she
I join?
She just stares at you.
Onaga do nothing bad.
Just, shut up.
Just an intense stare.
Like staring from the back of the bar. Just.
Okay.
She just says, I still remember what you did to me yesterday.
Not what I did, what I threatened to do. Get it right.
I didn't actually do it.
We do not do what is not going to be spoken.
Shut
up! We do not speak of that.
Ethan pauses the recording. Let's cut the shit, man. Alright?
No, I flagged it so we can remove it.
No, I just flagged it for them pivotal moments. That's going to be the one where the audience is like, I'm reporting this.
I did that with the recap, so it's easier to edit.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
The guy behind me threatened to do some bad things to
I
said
had
girl,
to stop.
And I didn't say anything. I just went, sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, I'm ready to go whenever you guys are. It's about days travel out.
I'm so
sorry.
Yeah, I know we want to
stay. Voice. Yeah, I know.
It's best.
He don't even know her name and he's playing patty cake with
me.
Who does that, dude?
Write it down in your notes.
No, the next day he's like, what's your name again?
She's like, we play patty cake. Are you for real?
She's gonna go sit by Rue.
No, here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna get a skewer for the the watermelon.
Yeah,
I thought you actually just stuck
Vess,
it in the dude.
I'm ready to go on.
Don't
any
me
adventure.
Like I'm Vess.
But she did a voice like
her role playing, dude.
Yeah.
Let's not take it that far.
And then you'll just.
Yeah.
And you're just.
No.
Fuck.
As soon as Dylan did that, I saw the thing in Noah's mind go, I don't want to roleplay no more.
Roleplay, what's that?
What's roleplay?
Hey, let's not keep it gay.
And that's for a different website.
Flag it, flag it.
Flag it.
Okay.
Beastman.com.
So let's
let's not talk about that.
You're gonna remove that, Dylan. All right. Continue.
Anyways,
so yeah, we'll go whenever you guys are ready.
I'm ready to go.
I'm out of here. Go.
All right, let's do
is
it.
Is no one gonna come tell me because I'm kind of still hungover?
I'll go
in on
the
shower.
Here, I got it.
Fully clothed.
I got. Shut up. I got it.
All right.
Get out of the shower, you depressed retard! Come on. He's on his way.
Oh, yeah. I stay in the shower, but I cry harder where he hear me.
At this point, he just wants attention. We're leaving.
I'm basically
leaving. The entire tavern itself hears crying. The bartender's like, "What?
the hell's going on up there?
He needs to get out of my...
Those damn rats are back.
The bartender's gonna start going
upstairs. The rodents of unusual size need to leave.
Bartender's gonna go upstairs.
Did I mention I locked the door? And reinforced it?
With what?
She's going to pull out the spare key.
With my
It's a pull
barrel.
Out, not a push in. What is all this?
No,
I tried to block the door.
I mean,
so he
locks
pulls
it
out and all the shit just falls on
him. Yeah. There's just a barrel just sitting there. She kind of pushes it to the side.
Get out of the shower. You gotta go.
My
water bill's gonna go up.
And
come
I
on.
Throw my clothes at him. I don't want to do damage.
It's a female.
So?
I take my clothes off and open the shower curtain. Look, just enough where she can see my face. Look at her.
Revealing.
Tell her no. And then I shut it.
Just be more quiet.
I start to wail again.
Okay. I hear the wailing, and I go up there and I drag his ass out.
I'm 300 pounds and 7 foot.
Are you going to resist?
I'm going to help you. I'll help you.
Noah has
it's two people.
I'm not going to resist. I'm just going to cry.
I think you
got to
do a strength check for that.
So you're going to be dragging Goliath down the stairs.
He's like, he just... every stair. Boom, 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 boom.
Is there any damage to the Continental? Okay.
Was there any damage?
Oh, because
I'm not paying for it.
Or I throw him outside.
No,
we
gotta do a
go.
Strength check if you're gonna throw me, dude. I'm 350 something pounds.
I'm a god.
Woo!
What's that?
Yeah, it's 19. You're getting thrown out.
Plus your strength.
He threw me through another building.
He threw you out and he slammed through a wagon. Just bam, through the wagon.
Ethan's sitting there like, alright, damn.
There's just a naked Goliath with tears running down his face in a broken wagon just wailing.
Okay.
When the guard's walking by, it's like, hey! Where's the clothes?
Where's your clothes?
I imagine one of the guards is like, hell of a party he has.
Rat, you're across the street, you just hear a commotion, you turn around, you just see...
you run over there and throw clothes at him.
You just see Oganda in the middle of...
Oganda?
It's
what is it?
Onaga. Wakanda forever!
Onada?
Onaga, Dylan.
Onaga. Oh, man.
Oh man,
Onaga. You just see Onaga naked in the middle of Main Street.
I just
there's cars and horses going.
The cars? You mean wagons?
I said carts.
You said cars.
I thought you said cars. I was like,
am I
going to
get hit by like a 1500 barreling down the street?
What?
It's like, am I going to get hit by a Chevy 1500 barreling down the street?
I mean,
if
you're just going to sit there,
no.
You might get hit.
Are there any, like, street markets out in the, like, the.
I mean,
bro, why do you want to go there so bad? Like,
because I'm just going to gather supplies.
Well, I think
I'll steal the supplies.
We got a rope, dude.
I have a list of stuff that you can buy.
Hey, did we grab that
like,
rope from the mom?
Yeah, I have it as well.
I think I have the rope.
I mean, I have a rope.
I think
as
we
well.
All have rope.
You want me to list?
I'm just making
stuff
sure
that
we have extra rope.
Oh no, I just have the shard of the wisp still.
All right.
What can we do with that?
Oh yeah. Oh, you think we can appraise it?
Who's got the maps?
No.
We can appraise it, like sell it somewhere. The shard?
Well, depending on what it is, it could be put into like a weapon or something. Yeah.
Good
dude, if I could put that on my own ear.
You can buy like a vial of acid.
Hey, what can we do with the shard
arrows.
Of the wisp?
Hold on. Let me not look at that. That's you can buy bedroll, bell, blanket, block and tackle, book.
We should probably buy bedrolls.
Bedrolls would be smart.
We
should have bedrolls.
Yeah, we have some.
With the explorer
kit. Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Hold on.
You might have to buy some rations.
Don't you?
You're going to be out for a little bit.
I don't have a bedroll.
I have 8 rations.
I don't have a bedroll.
Pittons? Where are those?
You know,
I have a
Dungeoneer
stack.
I've played the armor
and everything.
I have like 6 rations left, I think.
I don't have a...
Sealing wax? You want to buy some sealing wax?
I need to buy a bedroll.
Bedroll? Okay, so if you go... You can go to the general store, Wooders Delight, or the marketplace. Actually, no, the marketplace won't have bedrolls. I'd say the general store would.
Oh, I need to go to the general store.
I need to go to the general store, too.
Have you guys been to the general store?
No, we have not.
I want
to
walk
in.
Hi, my name's Craig.
I'll go with them, too. Just to shop, because
so,
I'm a whammy.
Is there a clothes store?
I mean...
That sells in, like,
4X?
You need special order.
You can go to the marketplace.
Special order.
Is there like any kind of cloth around me or anything I can just like wrap my junk up with? So that way I'm not walking around.
No,
like
you wear like the barrel of Krog.
Yeah, you can.
I don't have
the barrel.
It's still in the room.
Put it on.
Dude, well, if he's going back, why
we rolled it down the stairs with you.
For the comedy, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, if they rolled it down the stairs...
I'm pretty sure we grabbed all your belongings.
Yeah, you should have all your stuff.
Well, no, I think my clothes are still sitting on top of the bar.
They're soaking dry. No, not soaking dry. They're soaking wet. They're soaking wet.
Yeah, I'm not putting that on. That's how you get diaper rash. I'm just going to wear a barrel. All
right. So, you guys go to the general store? You guys go into the general store, and there's a counter at the very front, and then, like, a wide variety of stuff and hanging on the back walls and everything, just showing off everything it's got. And there's a guy at the counter. He's like... Hello, my name's Bob.
It's Craig. It's Craig, bro. It's Craig.
That's not what my notes say.
Guess what?
Your notes are wrong, Dungeon Master.
Hey, no. My name's Craig.
John's like,
I'm the general store owner.
A meteor falls and kills all of you.
Dylan's turn. He's like, no, I'm summoning the god. I'm summoning my deity.
That's it. I'm summoning Bowsette.
Oh, no. Ethan falls in love.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not editing out all these flags,
he
by
is.
The way. Some are great. Some of these
he
are
is.
Great.
The first one, you don't need to. Oh, yeah. You need to check them all first. Just send it to Dylan. He will. And put it on his channel.
I don't know how to edit.
I'll edit.
Such an idiot.
Yeah, we should send it to Ethan or Noah. I can do it, but...
And they can get editing software.
My photo library allows me to go and cut clips out of videos.
Dude, that's
and
cool.
All right, like that, so. Continue, yeah. Please.
Continue. My name's Bob or Craig. They're both my surnames.
Bob Craig.
Bob Craig.
It's Craig Bob, actually.
The
Bob
call me whatever you want. What can I do
junkyard
for you today?
Junkyard Bob.
It's Junkyard Craig.
I want to buy some mountain climbing gear.
Mountain climbing gear?
All right.
So we have a nice
have a
little mountain climbing kit. That you
dude, I forgot I had a tail.
Let me take a look at my...
You know how many people could have choked out with that tail? Like, when that guard told me I couldn't go into the castle, I could wrap my tail around his neck and, like, throw him?
You have a tail.
Okay,
so... Yes, Goliaths have tails, I think.
I didn't know you had a tail.
Dylan, I have a tail, don't I?
No.
I don't think
you're a Goliath. You don't have a tail.
I was thinking of an Argonian. This is an ESO, my bad.
Yeah, this is not Elder Scrolls at all. Where's the,
They were
trying to
mount kittens or something.
Yeah, I know there's
can I buy kittens? I want
a
kid.
There's a mountain climber set.
You know, while you look for that,
I gotta go pee.
Dude.
Oh.
Rhett just turned around and was like, what?
E.T. Fun,
huh?
Oh!
So this is one big flag right now.
No, it's not.
I could buy holy water. A flask.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Be gone, thought.
You couldn't tell we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, no.
That's the fun of
this is our, for three of us, it's our first session. Never mind.
The DM and one player knows what they're doing.
The DM somewhat. Doesn't even have the whole thing planned out.
No DM
or a rough
does.
Outline.
No, I have a rough
that's
outline,
that's not what you
yes.
said.
I have a rough outline of what's going to happen.
Let's continue.
Dark UFO.
What?
What?
I'll smack you, dude.
Don't get near me like that, cause you went full gay on me. It was like, ooh, coming towards
where
me.
The trash can.
It's so right there.
It's next to Ethan.
Okay. Okay. He's like, I can give you a mountain climbing kit for
a mountain climbing kit. Yes.
I can sell it to you for $15.
Okay. 15 dough? I ain't got no dough on me. No.
Gold.
I ain't got no gold on me.
It comes with kittens, rope.
I say kittens or mittens?
Kittens.
I thought you said kittens. I'm like, dude, I want a cat.
Let's stop everything it's got.
Kittens, rope,
hooks.
Yeah, it has a harness.
Them hernias.
Yeah, that's about it.
How much hernia. Is just pittance?
Pittance and their sales are...
How do you just...
Pittance are 5 copper pieces for a quarter of a pound.
What are pittance?
Pittance is what you put into
yeah.
a rock face and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to
yeah.
buy a set of pittance.
All right. That, if you, how in pounds worth, how much you want?
How much comes in a pound?
So,
That'd be 5, 10, 15, 20 copper pieces for a pound. So two silver.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you 2 silver for that.
All right. I'm going to learn today.
Some juicy. You mixed Matthew McConaughey with Kevin Hart with that. And I feel virtually disturbed.
Virtual?
Nah, man, this is real.
Don't eat your watermelon with or without the red.
What?
What was that for? Don't worry about it. What the fuck is that for?
Did you roll?
I don't like his rolls that he just does out of nowhere. It really scares me.
I think he's rolling for a meteor to fall on us at any moment.
Because Dungeon Boss hops out from a floorboard, kills
the rest of the world, the keeps on going along with you.
The Undermine!
And if you guys stop, other NPCs
I think you can buy a sack.
I've already got one of them, but it's full.
Can I buy a bigger...
So
can I, buy,
sell I should probably bigger. Sell that to the blacksmith.
No, can I have a bigger backpack?
Oh, dang. I was about to get happy.
You can buy a backpack.
I need a bigger sword.
What?
2 gold for a backpack.
That's not bad. I have 15 on my own.
You guys want to buy some band robes?
We've got a bigger backpack.
Oh, the general store doesn't sell, like, simple weapons, does it?
I mean, we got some daggers. I like to sell.
In fact, we have this mithril dagger.
Can
you came in the other day.
Daggers?
Or can I get me? Wait, can we?
What?
Can we throw daggers?
Yeah, you can throw daggers.
Are there throwing knives?
Can I throw my sickles?
I wanted to know if I could throw my battle axe, but apparently I can't, so I just got to stick to throwing
a hammer. No, you can't throw your battle...
That guy's head that I caved in with a small, like,
millionaire-sized
hammer.
Disadvantage, though.
I don't care. I want to throw a giant
one
battle.
Might be like the war axe.
How much, like, does the Dungeoneer's pack vary to the big backpack that I just bought?
Oh, there's no difference.
There better be a difference. Like,
say something.
You can hold, like, 10 more pounds.
Alright, I'll need a pencil to write that down.
Can you carry my blog?
Can I sell my Dungeoneer's pack?
You can... What? Why can I sell that?
Can I sell my Dungeoneer's pack?
Combine
without
it.
Everything in it, just the pack itself. So I don't have it on me.
Yeah, what if you just cut the bottom off that new pack and pop off your old one and sew them together so you got like...
Big Dungeoneer's pack now.
I mean, you can buy some daggers.
And now I have 14 gold.
Dagger piece will be 2 gold each.
By 2 days.
Alright, so that'd be 4 gold.
I just really hope that wasn't going to be one of those, you were talking
the
to me.
For, it's 1d4 piercing.
You're going to have to give me all the stats for that. I'm going to have to write that down.
Okay. 1d4
piercing.
1d4 piercing? 1d4 piercing.
Okay. You can... what kind of daggers are there? Like iron, steel?
Got your normal iron daggers and whatnot. Now... I do have this new dagger that came in the other day. It's called a mithril dagger. It's made out of mithril ore.
Sounds expensive.
It is expensive.
It's not that expensive.
The metal itself is so light, it feels like the dagger, it weighs nothing.
Well, that's not good.
The handle must
It does extra plus 2 damage.
Falls against your armor.
How much is one?
One? One mithril dagger could be like 75 gold.
I bought it for you.
I didn't mind that. No. So I got 2 iron daggers now.
You're doing something like that. You better start giving us 75 gold.
I don't know. Maybe if you go into the dungeon and raid it, maybe you can find some stuff.
That's our plan.
Absolute clawed.
Okay, so 1d6.
Sorry, I like.
Love iron.
You're right. For the no, it's 1d4 piercing.
It was like. Damn,
okay. Its throwing range is 20 to 60 feet.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, by the way, I need to buy a bedroll.
I want to go to
you
the
have
maid
one.
Cafe.
Yeah, you got one, did you?
Yeah, 20
to
60
feet.
Pack.
Yeah, 20 to 60 feet.
It wasn't in there when I got it. It was just leather armor.
Is there any other
Dungeoneer pack?
It doesn't come with
one. It didn't come with one. It just leather armor.
We do have potions of healing.
That's
they're 50 gold.
Dylan, how much was a bedroll?
We have 3
bed rolls.
3 already, don't we?
Bed rolls are 1 gold a piece.
I need to buy one.
They
back down to 13.
Okay.
That rolls like 7 pounds.
I don't care. I got 10 more pounds.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You can carry it now. I really thought mine has it that roll that explores.
You buy some ball bearings.
Okay. What did he say?
He goes,
giddy.
Get.
I'll bring them. No, that's like the black eyed peas in the pot. Gotta get.
Gotta get, that. Boom.
Wrong place to continue.
I was just thinking of like Quagmire, I heard ball bearings. I'm
like, you buy an hourglass.
Dude, we can become Chronica. We can rewrite the sands of time.
A magnifying glass.
And I can magnify the sands of time.
A magnifying glass is 100 gold pieces.
Magnifying glass?
Yeah.
100 gold pieces. How big is that fucking magnifying glass?
No, probably because since you're medieval ages and this is like a new invention, it's like, oh, look, it's magnify.
Guys, I found it.
Hey, look at this fucking ant.
Look, it's my
ant. I found it. It was stuck in the jungle.
Realism check.
You're ruining my immersion.
Okay, I'm actually starting to get cold.
You're actually a pussy.
Here, light the fires of...
Light the flames of hell.
Get a headache.
Light the dragon fires.
I mean, I can turn up...
I will get a headache.
Turn up the heat. I'm turning gay. It's so cold.
You turned into Noah.
Oh, God. If you get a cold chill, I might punch you in the ribs.
No, right. You didn't hear what I just heard. What? Noah looks at me and goes, thank God.
Konnichiwa, master. What can I do for you today?
Whoa. Let's
hold up.
He's like,
I tasted your breath, bro.
That's crazy. How did it smell?
I tasted it.
I just realized how dumb that was.
I tasted your breath. I had a smell.
Oh,
what are you fucking
talking? Wait, you
gay?
Noah, you walk over to me, I swear to God.
I'm grabbing my water.
Water? Woo! Wait.
Grab me a water.
Now, don't forget those batteries get done charging after 2 hours. They charge longer.
Dylan.
Get dunced.
Dylan.
What?
I'm gonna let you know. You need, when you upload this to YouTube, you're gonna need a warning. Says this may be offensive because it's getting there.
What word 18 plus is going to be really offensive?
Retard.
We've That's said it offensive. Like six times in the last 40 minutes.
And what's crazy is like this is tamed.
Yeah, this is really tame.
Compared to us normally.
Okay, let's
continue. No, nothing racist though, we're not racist.
I'm yeah, I mean,
cut that out.
I'm done shopping. I don't have anything else to buy here.
Right. Yeah, so guys, Rue is like totally done shopping.
You just have a bunch of bags.
Can I
refer to yourself in the third person?
Keep it in.
He goes, Rue is done shopping. I go, slap his thigh.
Dude, that was so good.
I can imagine Rue with like a bunch of bags, just like, I'm done shopping.
She changes it's into like a fat Italian, and I have flashbacks.
You know what happened? I would throw all my shit on him and be like, carry
my shit.
He's got the purse with the little chihuahua in it.
He's like,
and it's a little dragon.
As I'm walking out of the door, I like slam it against.
That chihuahua's like, I've been in this bag so fucking long, I can't feel my legs.
Whenever you slam it against the fucking wall, all you hear is,
he goes, he just dies.
What's wrong, dude? You okay?
Did you just eat all the Pringles?
No.
I thought you were shaking out the last one.
I was like, that was almost cool.
No, I'm turning it sideways.
Is it bad?
I gotta
pee again.
That way they don't fall over like that.
I mean, go pee on me.
See, how do you get the Pringles out? Your fingers are like this long.
You see the video of where the guy sticks his fingers to the pen? He's like,
yeah, it's so funny because his fingers are like.
And you see his eyes.
Come on.
Alright. Jesus. So is that all you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's
what am I doing? I completely forgot.
Well,
you guys are at the general store.
I'm taking these from you.
Oh, my. Craig
turned it sideways. I've been eating one at a time.
Well, dude, we have two more.
Not original Pringles. Like, those are.
Daniel don't eat.
Dill pickle and jalapeno.
You don't eat dill pickle, dude.
Yo, I rolled a 15 to pick up a piece of watermelon, dude. Shit.
Okay.
I don't even know what you did. You just...
He had a cold chill, dude. It's getting cold in here. Is that all that natural light? It gets
cold. Nice natural one.
See, if I had a DM screen...
Yeah, I'll get you one for Christmas.
Oh, thanks, dude. I'll get you a dice set.
yeah, I'm kind of getting a little chill, too.
It's probably because Daniel blocked out all the sun.
Fuck you!
We're in a dark basement right now.
Dude, we're playing D&D in a dark house while your sister practices in a concert that we're faggots.
I've got a damn headache.
Get out of here, sister. You're not gonna hear what we're doing here. Hakuna Matata.
Why would you fucking say that? Why would you say it like that?
Why would you say it at all?
Why would you talk about my sister, period?
Well, because she's sitting in there thinking
about
how her faggot's playing D&D,
Dylan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, like, the last...
I'm flagging it 3 times in a row just so we know to edit out the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, we need to edit. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Idiots.
All right. Octopus. But there's some comedy gold in there, though.
That's an offensive word, idiot.
just to mark it.
Okay, I know. Okay,
so... You guys done with the jump sword?
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Let's just get out of this godforsaken town.
So you guys walk outside.
Can't leave Eisenberg.
What is it? Route 21? In the
Pittons, I bought 2 packs.
I mean,
is there a Forever 21 too?
There's probably a tailor at the market.
Is there a Forever 21 here?
Yeah.
Is there?
No.
Dang.
I mean, there's...
No.
There might be a tailor at the marketplace.
I didn't ask for a tailor. No. I'm asking for a Forever 21 or whatever that store is.
I don't think that was invented until like thousands of years later.
2 pounds of pittons, right?
What's this based in?
I bought 1 pound. How many
is
that?
Is it?
No, I had to buy 2 pounds because I bought 2 pounds.
I like go to the land.
It's in thousands of years.
Two silver,
but yet the wheel.
Yeah. It's 5 copper.
What about that wheel?
For 1/4 of a pound.
Okay, but how much is in a pound?
I should have named my character Ra's al Ghul. That would have been so much cooler.
I don't know. It doesn't really say. I guess you bought 4 pittons.
I still think you're saying kittens.
We bought kittens! He's like, let me reach my bag. Just...
Yeah.
It's like no, like my fucking weapons break, and I open my bag, and it's just meow, bitch.
It's like, okay, time to climb the mountain, pull out the kittens,
a bag of kittens,
the hammer.
He sticks it up to the enemy. Goes, taps it, and then throws it like it's a grenade. He takes out the little rope, throws it at him.
Dude, what if we put kittens on a string, like, swung the ground and just beat them with it?
Or you get flanked by PETA.
Okay, let's,
flag again.
Let's get out of this town.
Vanessa.
Where are we going, huh?
So, this dungeon, it's about a day's travel, outside of the city. What the fuck are you doing?
Keep going.
You eat your watermelon with or without the red?
I for real thought he threw the red part away. I was like, that was just a fucking waste.
It's your watermelon with or without the red.
Anyways, it's about a day and a half travel somewhere, depends how fast we go. And yeah.
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
smack you. Calm down, man.
Okay? Like, this adventure's gonna be full of bullshit. So you better be ready.
He's like, yeah!
My instincts are saying that this dungeon might be hard. Alright, anyway.
Oh, Naga, laugh at funny joke
like
you think
my,
of.
Like my... Alright, let's get off.
You're white, you're a female, unless you shape
into my big old Mario.
Big old Italian man.
Yeah, Gustavo.
He goes,
but he's fat.
So yeah, Waluigi. You guys are gonna
set out from the town.
It's
a warrior. You guys are gonna walk. Now how about, can we hire, someone to take us to this?
Let's walk.
Fight with
Let
the wagon.
Begin our journey.
I mean, you can rent horses.
No.
We'll walk.
I will buy a horse.
I mean, you can buy a horse as well.
I carry.
A horse is probably like 100 gold.
How expensive?
Hey, wait. What if Rue was to shapeshift into a small child and I just carried them since they're a small child in life?
Have you ever seen a small child in your lifetime?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a fucking town. I'm sure they're running all over the place.
Little shitlins.
Little kid puck bucket football. Get out of here. One of them runs up to Ethan. You're so big, and Ethan fucking punts it like a football. Just
go.
Seedless, my tush.
Dude, I just bit into like 6 different white seeds.
That'll be there for the next person to tell me.
That's another
point. We can only record an hour at a time, and we're already at 45 and a half minutes.
We are
just leaving the town.
All right, let's leave the town. I don't want to buy a horse right now. All
right. So you guys start walking. You guys walk for the majority of the day as you guys are walking through a nice grassy plain with trees spotted about.
Wow.
I look under every tree for a chest.
I mean, you can.
No.
Oh, every tree. We have to check every tree.
Ethan,
oh my God.
Uproots every tree.
Uproots every single one.
You guys walk with the city slowly disappearing in the background. As night falls, you have to make camp.
Okay.
So.
What if we just kept walking?
I have a tinderbox.
Game exhaustion.
Like, I have a tinderbox. Is that just fire starting and stuff?
Yeah. All right. You can start fire.
Hey, guys, all the trees are going up in flames.
So you guys find a nice little campsite. So, I'm going to need one of you has to take watch.
I'll take watch.
There's three different,
shifts?
Yeah, 3 different shifts. Thank you, Brett. You're such a kind man. So I need 3 different people who are going
to I think the baby needs to sleep.
I'll start out, because I think I have the highest perception check.
Okay.
I have the most strength, so it doesn't make sense to put your tank.
What's yours at?
Which one is it?
Vess is perception. Vess is going to say she'll take a shift.
You have 1 perception?
Yes, I do.
I got 5.
I got 3.
So Noah will take second watch.
I thought he was talking about investigation. Vess
is going to take a shift as well.
Okay. Do
well, I go to sleep. Yeah.
Okay. Jax is going to take the last shift. Who's taking first shift?
I'm taking first.
Yeah. First, and then you're taking second. So, Rhett.
Wait
it. Make a perception check.
Leave them all of us?
No, just Rhett. Oh, my bad.
14.
19.
19?
Okay.
Appears to be nothing.
It's pretty quiet.
He appears to be dead.
There appears to be a dead man.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Shortly, your shift comes to an end. And it's now Noah's turn. You go to bed as Noah wakes up.
I just kick Noah to wake him up.
Wake up, faggot.
Wake up.
15. So, this is what you see. In the middle of your shift, there's a little, there's a little hill off in the distance.
Continue.
There's a campfire, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably out by now.
Well, then why don't we keep it lit,
boys?
Sorry, I'm
keeping
it lit.
Whoever keeps shift just keeps the fire.
Can we get Little John to keep
it lit? For the majority of the night, it's pretty silent. But towards the end of your shift, about 200 feet, there's a little hill.
Uh-huh.
And you see three medium-sized creatures just standing on the hill. They make this weird sound of just...
Bone tomahawk.
Right?
Oh, it's just a cow.
And you can hear the clanking
so
of what sounds like chains off of them.
They're slaves!
Massa got me working!
Black.
They appear to have, God, I forgot we were recording.
Dylan's eyes widely as.
Oh no.
Oh no.
But they appear to have 4 legs and a tail. Maybe
who goes there?
Bunch of cows!
Hey,
The cowbell's on.
Can I wake up because I hear the noise?
No, it depends if he wakes you up or not.
Who goes there? I shout in the distance.
That should wake us up.
I wake up to hear little Noah.
Little Noah.
I wake up hearing.
Oh, one of the creatures kind of. His head goes up and looks over at you.
Straight up dies.
You can't really tell in the darkness what they are.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to wake up the fellas then, because this is creeping me out just a
I throw
bit.
Mjolnir in that general direction.
Dude, I haven't
even
stopped, you dummy.
The chains, the racket that sounds like chains kind of rattling off in the distance.
Okay, that's
I
the Underground Railroad.
I quietly wake them up, though, because this may be serious. Mark? I need to keep low.
What the fuck up? Yo, the monster. Yo, what the fuck are those? Yo, the old big fat fuck. Dude, keep it quiet. We can't. Shh, everybody, quiet. Yo, fat bitch, wake up.
Ooh!
Is everyone awake?
Who goes there?
Yeah. And then I go over to V Man, and I go up and wake him up.
What's your dark vision range? I believe it's 120, 160.
Where would I find
it? I wrote it down somewhere.
He goes.
Is it on the back?
Pops an acid cracker.
Dark vision.
It's a clown.
120, so I use it.
I mean, they're 200 feet away, though. You can't really tell what they are, either.
Alright, so I draw my bow.
Alright, you're gonna draw your longbow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Are you gonna attack it?
No, I just have it at the ready.
Okay. Hey, sir.
Shh. Were you sleeping?
Quagget.
You couldn't have made that any creepier if you tried.
Are you sleeping? Pass in the trash can.
No, I'm good.
Shit.
Bless you.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hit him with a trash can?
That shit hurt him.
He's taking swinging it around there. You're going, dump. Oh.
So what are you guys doing?
Okay. Well, I say we...
Hold on. Who has the highest sneak?
I have the highest strength. Let me brew.
I have the highest sneak.
Go sneak up there.
Oh, yeah. Get a closer look at him.
Alright,
get as close as you can so you can see him in the dark.
So make a...
Bloody, get up
if you're
going to
sneak, make a sneak check.
12 plus 7, 19.
Hold on.
He turns
so how far can you
Fisher.
See in the dark?
120 feet. So I just get within that range.
Go 80 feet. Stop.
81.
Okay. 81. So you're going to go 81 feet?
Yeah.
You get up there? And
you start
whenever you get up there, dark vision is like a constant thing. You get up there, and the entire scene becomes much more clear. It's just three cows grazing.
I knew it!
Can I hunt the cow?
Yeah,
can
I walk up there?
I mean, they have bells on them.
They have
that's
bells.
What the,
they're somebody's.
That's probably somebody's.
I mean, if you want to hunt it.
Can I investigate?
Can I hunt the cow?
I'll carry
the cow.
I bet a bunch of cooking stuff, so I can get that.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking. We could kill one of the cows, cook it up. Noah's got, like, a chef or whatever.
Why would you hunt somebody's cow?
Well, that's why.
Why wouldn't you hunt someone's cow? Just kill them too.
Here,
shut up.
I want to make an investigation check.
Alright, go ahead and make an investigation check.
I love how he's like, I want to make the check.
That's what I was saying. You have a higher thing, right?
I want the check.
Mine's minus
four. I mean, it's going to be you since you want to do it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
7, 9.
So, I mean, you know there's a couple farms started around on the outskirts.
No hunting cows. They're nearby.
I mean, you can't, I mean,
yeah,
they have
the
bells on
any,
them. You wouldn't
like,
think.
Other
I mean,
things on the cow.
Attack them,
I mean,
man.
They have bells on them. I mean, wild cows don't usually have bells on them.
Big old titty.
They have big old titty.
Big old udders.
Alright, so
that
I just return the
catch was so
okay.
Gnarly, dude.
You return to camp? Is that what you're going to tell everyone? All it's right. Like, we're just cows.
Just cows.
Let's go back to sleep, boys.
Now you staying up.
I stay awake.
Pretty much over it.
Yeah.
I stay
so,
awake.
The rest of your shift is uneventful. And it's best of shift now.
What if I just went up there and hunted a cow? Because I didn't go back to sleep.
May I have one, sir?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Claude.
What is best safe?
Best had an uneventful night.
Oh, she did? Okay.
So, yeah, you guys wake up. Go ahead and mark one of your rations off.
Alright.
There you go.
One of my rations?
Yeah.
Why?
You guys have to eat.
Does it look like I'm going to eat again?
Can I borrow someone's eraser?
yeah, one of
them. Wait.
Here.
Or armor.
How many rations do we start with again?
10.
I'm down to 5.
I'm down to 2.
Are you down to 5? I'm only down to 7.
Yeah, same.
I've been eating the food at the Continental.
Well, Daniel's at 10. So
and
you're at 9
and taking food from
you as well.
So I have 2.